Hello, everyone. This is Mrs. Ross again with your third installment of Mrs. Ross Reads Poems in Terrible Accents. You are lucky enough today to be listening to Checking Out Me History. This is by John Eggert, who was born in Guyana, which is a Caribbean country in South America. So you're going to see a Caribbean accent. Hope you enjoy. Dem tell me what dem want to tell me. Bandage up me eye with me own history. Blind me to me own identity. Dem tell me about 1066 and all dat. Dem tell me about Dick Whittington and he cat. But Toussaint de la Rue, dem never tell me about that. Toussaint a slave with vision. Lick back, Napoleon, battalion, the first black Republican. Born Toussaint de Thorn to the French, Toussaint de Beacon of the Haitian Revolution. Dem tell me about the man who discovered the balloon and the cow who jumped over the moon. Dem tell me about the dish run away with the spoon, but dem never tell me about Nanny de Maroon. Nanny, seafar woman of mountain dream, fire woman, struggle, hopeful stream to Freedom River. Dem tell me about Lord Nelson and Waterloo, but dem never tell me about Shaka the Great Zulu. Dem tell me about Columbus in 1492, but what happened to the Caribs and the Arawak too? Dem tell me about Florence Nightingale and she lamp, and how Robin Hood used to camp. Dem tell me about old King Cole was a merry old soul, but dem never tell me about Mary Seacole. From Jamaica, she traveled far to the Crimean War. She volunteered to go, even when the British say no. She still braved the Russian snow. A healing star among the wounded. A yellow sunrise to the dying. Dem tell me what dem want to tell me. But now I checking out me own history. I carving out me identity. So some key quotes. As we know, this is a battle of someone who feels that they have been silenced and that their voice doesn't matter. So obviously the repetition of dem tell me is distancing him from, you know, those who educated him. It's repeated all the way throughout. You'll notice a lot of light imagery. So when talking about his own history, he's using words like vision, seafar woman, fire woman, yellow sunrise. So all those positive imageries that have to do with light, whereas when he's talking about what's been hidden from him, he's using words like blind me to show that actually he is suffering because he's not able to see his own history. So a lot of that imagery can be used, but this is really a poem about structure as well. So you'll notice that the bits that need to be explained, the history of his people, are explained in a lot more detail, whereas he assumes that readers would already know about white history. So that's kind of shortened with lots of different ideas put together into the same stanza. So really what you're looking for is that contrast between black history and white history. And really it's a poem about how other cultures are not really taught in the British education system and how at the end he decides, I carving out me identity. It's the idea that he is going to fight back. If you carve something, it's permanent. If you carve something, it's powerful and meaningful, so that he's actually going to get his identity back at the end. So it's almost that kind of message of hope. Hope you enjoyed this last and final example of Miss Ross reading your poems, and good luck.